lastly is healthcare. Years and years of policies that have shifted us away from being primary care centric and taking care of patients on the front end and more hospital centric on how we pay for things has driven the cost of healthcare up, decreased access, and made it very hard for us to pay for what we need to pay for. I want to be very clear that I believe that the safety net of Medicaid is very important for Idaho. We have a lot of people that need to be cared for, but we're threatening the very fabric of that safety net by, one, not using those dollars effectively. There's too much fraud, waste, and abuse. There's not personal accountability. We need to stretch those dollars as far as we can and make it work. On the insurance side, the problem with what's going on right now is we've priced insurance out of being cost-effective for most families and businesses. That really happened with the changes that came with the Affordable Care Act. In Idaho, before the Affordable Care Act, you could actually go get a policy for your employees or your family that was reasonable with a deductible that was reasonable, and it met the needs of your company with 13 mandates. Can you imagine that? It had 13 mandates to protect us. With the Affordable Care Act, that went to 55 mandates. So now we have really expensive insurance that goes up every year, and it's really crushing families and companies. And we have this Medicaid problem where the answer that seems like the easiest answer is let's just give that to everyone. I think that we need to be very compassionate and care for people that need care. And there's a lot of people that are stuck in situations where they need help. So let's reform Medicaid to make it very effective. And some of the states have done that. In Indiana, they've done a great job to make those Medicaid dollars very effective. Secondly, if we go back to those pre-Obamacare days of insurance, we will be able to decrease the cost by 40 to 50% for companies and for families. And then lastly, we need a high-risk pool that's effective, where we have medical homes for people. A lot of folks that have diabetes or hypertension that I've taken care of in my career, if you can keep them on meds and keep them healthy and let them have access to a primary care doctor, they stay healthy, and we can help manage that in a high-risk pool that, again, will keep those costs down. Healthcare is the issue of the day, and we need to take care of our people in Idaho, but I think we can do it if we make those changes.